Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Bedrock to Build On, Non-Negotiable Truths. In this session, we'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. We need a Savior. We're all lost, and the situation is much worse than simply losing our way in the darkness. The Bible says that all humanity is eternally lost and in need of rescue. This is the core truth, which is vital, central to having a proper perspective about yourself. We've nailed down the truth that God is God, and He's big enough and wise enough to handle what we face. We've nailed down the truth that the Bible is God's Word to us, a truth which is self-confirmed in its accuracy, its wisdom, its transforming power. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And you He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Unless we're rescued, we remain dead in trespasses and sins. Two times in this chapter, Paul said, you were dead in trespasses and sins, in verse 1. And then in verse 5, he said, even when you were dead in trespasses. Listen, don't rush past the word dead. If you were to ask people why sin is a problem and why we need rescue from it, they might say that sin makes us guilty before God and brings us under condemnation, so we need a Savior who can forgive our sins and take away our punishment. That's right. But that's not the point Paul's making in Ephesians 2. That's not what we all need. The reason we need a Savior is not just that we're in the doghouse with God. We need a Savior because we're in the morgue. In the doghouse, you might whimper. In the doghouse, you might say you're sorry. In the doghouse, you might make some good resolutions. In the doghouse, you might seek the mercy of God. But what can you do if you're in the morgue? Nothing. The cause of death was trespasses. Our actions and their result. We stepped away from the standard God set. The word sins marks the reality that we miss the mark morally. We are offensive to God and stand guilty before Him. Verse 2 calls us sons of disobedience, emphasizing that disobedience is in our spiritual genes. Unbelief runs in our family tree. It's part of our sinful DNA. And verse 3 illustrates the result. We all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Listen, on our own, we are the living dead. On our own, we are bent away from God, separated from the source of life. We are dead to holiness, dead to righteousness, dead to faith, dead to obedience. It's not a pretty picture. And then fourth, unless rescued, we will be dominated by the devil. Verse 2. You once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Notice three key statements in that verse. there is a being who rules over this world. This being is a spirit who works in the lives of lost people. The result is lost people live in tune with this evil age. What is the domain? And who's the ruler over it? Well, an atmospheric domain is the jurisdiction of this ruler. Think about it. Air is where we live. It's everywhere we go. We can only exist a few minutes without it. This ruler can get at mankind anywhere. The whole inhabited world is subject to his influence, captive to his rule. Who is this prince? Well, Paul calls him the God of this age. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Jesus refers to him as the ruler of this world in John 12:31, John 14:30, and John 16:11. And in Luke chapter 4 and verse 6, you see Satan's temptation of Jesus. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I'll give to you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish." We need a deliverer who is stronger than this prince. Apart from such a savior, Jesus says to us what he said to the Pharisees in chapter 8 and verse 44. "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do." We're lost. Dead to God and under the influence of Satan, whose goal is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And then third, unless rescued, we're destined for hell. Verse 3. "We were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." Some say, but Pastor, a loving God would never be so cruel as to create an eternal torture chamber for those who bother him. Well, that view reveals an ignorance of the holiness of God. Apart from the rescue of the Savior, every move we make is offensive to our Maker. By right of creation, He owns us, and yet our choices defy His possession of us. Our thoughts make plans that have no reference to Him. Our will follows the lead of this world, the flesh, and the devil. Our hearts are a kingdom of godless desires. And our religious efforts are self-serving, seeking praise. No matter how you sugarcoat it, we're an enemy of God, guilty of treason against Him, a violator of His standards, and a rebel against His holiness. Our very existence blasphemes God. He would be unrighteous if He overlooked our sin. He won't. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 down to verse 9. This will take place when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Do you have that nailed down in your life? Has there been a time in your life when you realized you were lost in your sin and cried out to God for rescue? Until you know your need, you will not seek Him. Listen, every 12-step addiction program begins right there. I am powerless to change. I can't help myself. I need the help of someone outside of myself, someone higher than me, wiser than me, and stronger than the influences that dominate my life. And while most 12-step programs are obscure on who or what that higher power is, we know him. He's Jesus Christ. You have a great day.